The AI browser battle has officially begun. Last week, we had the release of Comet from Perplexity, and now we have Atlas from ChatGPT. Today, we're going to talk about the two of those and maybe which one is the leader right now. Jaden has a lot of experience already with Atlas and playing around with it. Jaden, why don't you tell them about our school community first before we get into this?
Okay, so if every single week Jamie and I record a exclusive piece of content over on School, which is our basically a paid community. It's $20 a month. You get access to these bonus content. This week we created a video where I'm basically explaining how to build and create a complete AI tool using Lovable, which is a tool that lets you tie in. Well, there's a bunch of new features and there's a way to do this. We've complained about it a lot in the past. They have changed it. So you can now tie in and use different AI models, plug straight in. It can make the backend for you. It can create databases. It does a whole bunch of really impressive stuff. And you can build a fully functional tool, front end, logins, database management, payment. So people have to pay for your tool. Like, you build the whole thing, get a custom domain name. Or if you already purchased a domain name, pull it over. I think this is one of the greatest ways to build a SaaS or software tool today. It's really impressive. So you can go, we built a whole tutorial video where I walked down how we did that. And if you want to get access to that, you can join the school community. We also have tons of other videos that we share. So it's it's a great resource. But yeah, let's get into Atlas. I'm currently on the Atlas browser. If you didn't notice, if for people watching on Spotify or YouTube, if you're on Apple, we'll explain what's going on. But on the Atlas browser, it is it's basically OpenAI's new tool that lets you basically have like an agent on the side panel of the browser that can do things for you. So there's a little button in the top right hand corner called Ask ChatGPT. Once you open that up, you can ask it to do things to the page. So right now, for example, I'm on my AI Hustle school community page because I was just showing it off. I opened up the Ask ChatGPT thing on the side and I could say, join this group. And what's interesting is when you tell it to do something, like by default, the side panel is just like, it's just like ChatGPT. And so you're basically just asking ChatGPT something. When I said, join this group, it's like, it looks like you're viewing the AI Hustle group on School. To join it, go here. And then anyways, so you have to tell it, I'm saying you do it. So you have to tell it that it can actually take control of your screen. So then once I tell it, like, you do it. So basically it's telling me how to join it, but I'm like, no, I want you to do all the work for me. And this is an easy thing, but I've done some complex stuff, which I'll break down. But once I say you do it, it says, I can use your browser to open the AI Hustle school page and handle the join process for you. Would you like me to continue? You have to click continue. Once you click continue, you can see there's like this shimmering effect that covers my screen, these like pixels. And so it's like, it is taking control. You can see this mouse. It clicked on the join thing. And I'm curious what it's going to say because I didn't tell any information about myself. So I'm assuming it's going to ask me. Yeah. So it clicked on the join button, but then it needs me to fill out my information. And it's also going to ask me to like put in a credit card to pay the monthly fee or whatever. So anyways, I won't go through the whole process of it, but it can take control of your screen and actually do things. First, I don't know. What's your gut reaction to this, Jamie?
I mean, this is cool. This is cool. I in the past with some of the operator, OpenAI operator features, at least when it was first released, I was a little disappointed in the speed, how slow it worked, but that seemed a lot snappier to me. It seemed faster. I know Comet was also really fast when we demoed it as well. But I think this could definitely be useful. There is, I'm sure, lots of red tape when it comes to signing up for things and paying for things, which is, definitely reasonable, but there's a lot of other use cases besides just, purchasing items that you can use it for. So, do you have another example here? It looks like you have an email example you're going to share.
Yeah. So recently I did something like through my email, which is like awesome. I have this one particular email. It is guests@podcaststudio.com. It's for people that want to recommend guests to come on our show or on other shows. And I get like tons of inbound from PR firms on this. But I recently gave it like all these stipulations to go read through all of the emails and like give people responses of whether they'd be a good guest or not a good guest for the show and how to get on the show and like our process and stuff. And it went through and like sent 30 emails for me, which was super useful. And like, wow. Actually, when I first tried it out, I reviewed it. So like it made drafts and I went and checked all the drafts to make sure everything looked good. Everything was great. So I would totally automate this complete this complete process, which is pretty crazy. But I just tried to do a demo for you right now. And I said, read my unopened emails and give me a recap, mark them all as unread. And it's like, I don't have permission to open, read, or change your state, like marking it in Gmail directly. However, based on what's visible on Gmail, here's a summary of like what I can see. Anyways, it just is like, it's reading the subject lines and giving me a summary of what's going on, which is dumb. It 100% can do this. The reason I wanted to show this example here is because sometimes it's still having a hard time remembering if it's just ChatGPT or if it's like with a screenshot machine or if it can actually do things. So I'll just say like, I give you permission to open emails. Let's see if I can get it to... Okay. Yeah. No, it's in like this doom loop. I guess this is probably a bad demo, but this is a realistic demo. I've been using this basically a couple days last week. I used this for like a full solid day doing a bunch of different things for it. And it never had this issue, but this is a real issue it's encountering. It's now telling me it doesn't have the technical ability to open, read, or change the state of my Gmail messages. It 100% can't because it sent 30 emails for me on Friday. Anyways, it's kind of the state of where these tools are. Sometimes they do have these glitches.
Yeah, that is a good point. I mean, some of the marketing videos I saw for Comet, like there's someone just like sitting next to their laptop, scrolling on their phone, and it's just like clicking through a bunch of stuff and performing a bunch of tasks. And it's like, well, in an ideal world, it would be doing that for you, but there always is going to be hiccups, paywalls, sign up things, and glitches. So I think these tools are really exciting and really cool, but they're not quite going to be able to act fully on our behalf yet, but probably in the future they will.
Yeah. So this is a terrible example. I'm like fighting with it. It's like, I don't have the ability to take direct control. I'm trying to remember, like, there's like a trigger keyword that you can like say to like tell it to control your screen. But anyways, yeah, it's funny.
Yeah.
What I will say though is when these tools work, they are very useful. It's yelling at me. It's literally telling me it can't control my Gmail screen, even though we just watched it control my school community. When it's working, what I essentially did and what I would recommend you do if you want to use this, the cool thing about Atlas is that it is actually free to all users. So it's not in the past, when you wanted to use OpenAI's operator tool, it was $200 a month. I paid the $200 a month and I actually got some like decent use, but it wasn't perfect. Then they pulled that into ChatGPT and just had ChatGPT agents where it's like on a virtual private machine. And inside of ChatGPT, you can tell it to do things when you enable agents, which is kind of cool. Oh my gosh, I'm realizing what's wrong. Okay, yes, I see what's wrong. So this is a great example for all of you that might be listening. On the bottom, there is a button called agent and it has to be enabled. If you don't enable agent, it's going to argue with you and tell you that it is incapable of doing anything useful. So inside
good
of the chat,
there you go.
Enable agent mode. And then you can say, now do it. Okay, there you go. Now it is taking over my screen and it is controlling what I'm doing. What it is saying though, is it said, you have 5 agent requests remaining this month. If you hit the limit, responses will switch to another model until it resets on November 21st. Oh no, November 21st. I must have just got it. So there is evidently a limit to what it is capable of doing. How many requests? That's interesting. And also pretty annoying since I do have a paid like plan. Like, this isn't a free ChatGPT plan. There's some limit to what it can do. One thing that I'll say, a tool that I do love is Lovable, which it does AI and it like codes websites for you and stuff. We talk about it a lot on the show. The thing that I like about Lovable is when you hit a limit, they're just like, they just hit you with like another paywall. They're like, okay, you used up all your tokens. You want to pay like $100 a month more to like get access to more stuff? And I will always say yes, because I want access to more stuff. And so, yeah, it's kind of a bummer that OpenAI is just like, your response is going to like, it's going to reset in a month. Like, I'm never going to make all my systems use your software if I have to wait like a month when I get rate limit. Just charge me more money. I'll pay more money. I'm happy to not have to do all this clicking and summarizing myself. So anyways, I think it's kind of a new tool and they are offering it for free to people. So that's kind of one of the issues. Actually, I guess they do have an upgrade feature. So inside of this, well, they have a $25 a month unlimited access. I don't know. There's possibly ways to get more, but it seems like I'm not sure paying $25 a month is actually going to get me to get past the rate limit of using this tool. So In any case,
interesting.
As you can see on my screen, if you're watching, it is clicking into emails. It is looking at all of them, and it's probably going to summarize a whole thing for me, which is kind of cool. And yeah, overall, a really, really cool tool that I'm pretty excited about.
Cool. Well, thanks for sharing. Hey, if you guys got any value out of this episode or enjoyed it, we'd really appreciate if you would leave us a rating or review wherever you're listening. That helps us get seen by more people and be able to make some more content. And also, be sure to check out our AI Hustle School community if you want to take your AI skills to the next level and learn to grow your business and make money using AI. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.